You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Well, Cap Radio is going through an unprecedented time, and I don't use that word lightly. It is far from good. It's been 5 days since a devastating audit conducted by the California State University system detailed years-long financial mismanagement at the public radio station. We as in staff, Cap Radio listeners and supporters, as well as Sacramento State, which holds the station's license, are getting an honest look at deep financial problems that are far from over. And this audit comes 4 weeks after Cap Radio announced staff layoffs, including at our sister station, North State Public Radio, based in Chico, which included the cancellation of 4 longtime music programs. Cap Radio reporter Chris Nichols reported on the audit in depth, and you can read his reporting on Cap Radio's homepage. It details millions of dollars in debt, as well as numerous instances of poor financial practices and record keeping, with uncertainty going forward that Cap Radio has the ability to pay for costly downtown projects, which includes a long-delayed new headquarters and live venue. All of this ultimately falls on Sac State. We're an auxiliary of the university, and as a result, the university is now stepping in with oversight and ongoing financial support while maintaining journalistic independence. Over the weekend, the university announced Cap Radio will run out of financial resources this coming January, and in response, has appointed the university's chief financial officer to be the administrator in charge of Cap Radio. We invited Sac State President Luke Wood to join us. He's unable to make it, but he did release a video statement over the weekend. We're going to take a listen to that as well as unpack the university's action plan later in the show. First, Chris Nichols and I sat down with Cap Radio's interim general manager, Tom Carlo, and we're going to share part of that conversation. And a note, in following with NPR's protocol for reporting on itself, no Cap Radio corporate official or news executive reviewed our work before it was posted publicly or broadcasted.
Well, Tom, thank you for joining us. I think my first question really is, you know, people have had a little bit of time to digest this. There's been some news articles about the audit. First, I want to just get your general reaction when you had a chance to read it. What went through your mind? What stuck out to you?
Well, my first reaction was I was really sad to go through it and to see all of the observations that pointed to things that had been done in the past that were not following proper policies and procedures and guidelines of being a true 501c3 auxiliary of a state university and the state of California. When I showed up on August 15th, just a few weeks ago, I knew there were issues. I knew we were in transition between a past president and general manager and a future one. And I came in knowing that there were some severe and serious financial issues. And I tried, I'm trying my best to be that bridge and right and move forward and keep Cap Radio going the best I can. But reading these things, these are very serious observations. And I personally, and along with the Cap Radio Board and Sacramento State, we take every one of these things as serious as we can, and we are working as a team to go forward. And my role in all of this is to not think back on the past, but go forward, try to look at each one of these observations, and what can we do to make sure that we are having good policies and procedures, internal controls, to make sure that we are very valued, not only with the integrity of our journalism to our community, but we have the trust in our financial management.
I want to talk about Sacramento State for just a second. When I saw their press release, it said that they will be taking over operational supervision of the management and finances, not of the newsroom. Can you clarify for our listeners, our audience, what does that mean? What tangibly would they hear that's different? Would they see that's different with Sac State saying that it's going to take over this operational supervision?
Well, first of all, if your question is, what will our listeners or the people that access our content on the digital platforms, will they perceive anything different? Absolutely not. There is going to continue to be the editorial firewall. Our newsroom and our content creators will continue to produce their content in the best way, in the most trustworthy way. And I know from what's going on now, and I know from my past career in public media, there will be no intervention from the university on what our listeners are hearing on the air. Our editorial firewall will stay in place, and our newsroom and our content producers and, the producing team, Vicky, that you're a part of with Insight will continue to be able to produce in the way. Now, I think this is a good thing because what it's going to do is it's going to ensure that our business functions, our accounting services, and those things will really have good oversight to make sure that whatever happened in the past is not going to happen in the future. So, you know, at the end of the day, we are part of Sacramento State. I mean, Cap Radio is an auxiliary of Sacramento State, and ultimately the responsibility of Cap Radio and the Cap Radio Board of Directors are the responsibility of President Luke Wood and the university.
Given that you were the general manager of KPBS in San Diego, that was an auxiliary of San Diego State, correct?
We weren't actually an auxiliary of San Diego State like Cap Radio is. We were a department of San Diego State, just like athletics would be or one of the colleges would be. I always wanted to be an auxiliary of the university, and you got to go through a lot of hoops to get that kind of get that kind of status with the CSU system. So to me, I always strived for us being our own auxiliary, but I also knew that being an auxiliary, we have to follow proper policies and procedures that mix well with Sacramento State, and that's what I'm working on right now is to make sure we are, and I want to make sure that we preserve this auxiliary status with our board of directors, and we had great success in San Diego at KPBS and San Diego State had a wonderful relationship, so I'm really well versed in a university holding the license of a public media station like Cap Radio is to Sac State.
What's in it for a university like Sac State to be a licensee of a public media station?
Well, there's many pluses for being that. Number one is Sac State not only is in the business of educating students, they actually are also educating the community in a lot of outreach things, especially with university extension, master's programs with people who are currently working. And if you really think about it, a station like Cap Radio is educating the community every day on issues that are affecting our community. So we are in the education business, but we also can do better by involving more students in our operation. My operation that I retired from at KPBS and in San Diego with San Diego State, we had 150 full-time employees, but we also had 50 part-time employees. And all of our part-time employees were students going to San Diego State. And this gave the students a chance to not only go to school and get a degree, but they had an opportunity to work in their field that they wanted to work in. And we not only hired students to work in production or news or journalism or media, we also had an MBA student working in our financial department. We had public administration majors working in communication and government relations. So it's how I started at San Diego State. And so not only having an internship program, but I would like to see Cap Radio get more involved with student success because it was great for me to leave San Diego State with a degree in my major and already a professional resume in the field that I wanted to pursue. Mm-hmm. And I believe that we can improve that and working with the university.
When you read through the audit, I mean, every page is damning. I mean, if you are a listener taking this in and you're worried about CAP Radio, is CAP Radio at risk of not existing because we are not out of this yet?
I want to say that CAP Radio is here for the long haul. We have hit a major, major serious time, and we have great support from our board of directors. Despite the issues that we have, I'm extremely impressed with the board of directors and the commitment from President Luke Wood and his senior team. We're all working together to say, we're going to fix this. We are not dodging anything on what happened, and we want to make sure that CAP Radio continues to be the best news and information station in our region and the best classical and jazz station in our region, too.
And the reason why you say it, and I understand why you're emphasizing that I wasn't here, I didn't do it, is because the leadership that was mentioned in this audit, they are not here anymore.
Yeah, most of the leadership is gone. And I feel that on a day-to-day basis because right now, you know, I'm in as an interim president and general manager. We have no COO. We have no CFO. And the team is working unbelievably to make sure that we are going forward. And the university is really stepping in to help with these positions. So, you know, the takeover part, I think, is a little dramatic way of saying the university is putting in their resources to keep us going and make sure that we can continue to serve the community.
And I know you're constantly talking to President Wood. President Wood actually asked you to come and help as interim GM. Mm-hmm. The both of you had a working relationship. He came from San Diego State, which licenses KPBS. What kind of conversations are the two of you having? Because this isn't the only audit we're going to get. Another one is forthcoming.
Well, President Wood, President Wood and, of course, Chief of Staff Mark Wheeler from their association with San Diego State. I was on the president's cabinet down there, and President Wood was also on the cabinet. And I have to tell you, I've never met anyone at President Wood's age that had so much maturity and sophistication. And I was just extremely impressed with him. And so when he started the job July 1, I was saying, I know this guy. I know he's good. He called me on July 15th and said, you know, would you consider consulting? And he didn't appoint me. What he did is he introduced me to the board of CAP Radio, the chair, Andrea Clark. And, you know, I interviewed with them and gave them my background. You know, I spent 47 years running a state university license PBS and NPR station. We were slightly different than here because we also had the PBS station under me. So I knew a lot of the nuances. I've gone through the good times and the bad times. And the board voted to bring me on at President Wood's recommendation. And our conversations is totally about how can we keep going for what are the things we have to put in place to right the ship? And, you know, I would just assure everyone in the community that we have put all hands on deck to move us forward, to correct these observations, to maintain the trust of our community. I'm an interim, so I'm just here as a bridge and hoping to get us to a level playing field and move us forward.
You know, on the subject of moving forward, there's one piece of the audit I want to ask you about because it deals with how CAP Radio moves forward financially and how it moves forward with the downtown projects. I'm going to quote from the audit so we're on the same page. It says, based on our review of CAP Radio's financial statements and management's acknowledge of prior cash flow issues, it is unclear whether CAP Radio will be able to make payment on its obligations to the campus, to Sac State, or even continue to make payments on the new downtown locations and associated leased equipment and furniture, which equal a total payment of $218,000 per month. These issues and others described in this report raise both financial and ongoing concern issues for Cap Radio. So the question would be, do we have the money to pay for these downtown projects? How committed are we to moving forward with them?
This question is an excellent question, and we are working on it. I don't have the answers yet, and I, too, have read that part. And we are looking very closely at future fundraising, future corporate support, and the possibility of using the performance area as a revenue generating besides our own events down there. And we are trying to look at that because, remember, it says, you know, it's sort of an opinion. It's not a flat out, you can't do this. It's like, you know what, we need to take a look at this and we need to see, you know, if it's going to work. We are going forward like we are moving down there. We are thinking that we will begin moving down in early 2024. And it's an excellent question, and it has our full attention to see if we can make this work.
Are there some realistic alternatives or contingencies if those don't work?
Well, I mean, if they don't work, but I'm not saying they're not going to work, but if they didn't work, there's a possibility we'd just stay where we are and retrench. I think the key is
financially, is that possible given the leases and the commitments we have?
Well, we have leases and commitments that we haven't paid on this building. If we need to start paying them, and you know, we would have to look at other alternatives. I think this is an alternative, but you know, we're approaching this with our glass half full, and that we think we can make it work.
And I understand that you're the interim GM. Even President Wood just became Sac State's president this summer. So both of you are inheriting these challenges. Do you think that repairs need to be made to trust that's been broken with listeners and members, Evergreen members and donors?
I think if I was a donor, I'd have questions. I'd be reaching out saying, what's going on? We have had many, many donors reach out to us over the last few weeks, even with the layoffs. And, you know, we have thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of listeners and supporters. And I can't call each one, but I've been trying to call a handful of them. So is our team. And just want to reassure them, these are tough times. And we are trying to go forward. You know, we don't deny these issues happened, and we want to correct them. And I think if we have to win back trust to certain people, it's going to take time. But we're here to do that.
We talked throughout this interview about how we're still working through these challenges. There's a lot to do to move forward. Looking forward, what would you tell our audience about staff here? Are more layoffs a possibility?
Well, let me tell you, as someone who's run a previous public media organization and I'm now in the interim, the most difficult thing that we have to ever do is reduce staff. Because I think from a strategic standpoint, we're making decisions that when we increase staff, we can sustain that addition to the staff. This staff did grow quite a bit over the last 6-7 years. And I think what makes public media so valuable is the largest investment we have in our budget is our staff. It's the people that make Cap Radio. Not the microphones, not the technology. It's the staff. It's the people like the both of you. And so, but you also have to live within your means. And, you know, one of the things I saw right away is that the size of our expenses was far greater than the size of the revenue that we would bring in this fiscal year. So we tried to make the best decision on how we would reduce expenses. And all I'm going to say is, I hope we don't have to reduce any more expenses. It's the worst. And it's sad because it's excellent people that we had to say goodbye to.
Any last things you want to say to our audience as they read these headlines, these news stories about this audit, how you know, there was quite a bit of financial mismanagement. Anything else you would tell readers and listeners?
Well, what I want to say is I came on board for a short amount of time because Cap Radio is so valued in this community and throughout Northern California. It's a brand I was in awe of over my years in Southern California. I just want people to know I'm only here because I want to preserve Cap Radio's value to this community. If I can help keep Cap Radio as viable over the next year or two or three or forever, I will be very proud of doing that. And that's why, you know, I hope the community also will believe in us that this was a blip, a very bad blip, but we are not dodging any bullets, and we are going to do our best to continue to be the best news and information station there is and continue to be the best classical and jazz station in our region.
That is Cap Radio reporter Chris Nichols and myself interviewing our interim general manager, Tom Carlo, following an audit conducted by the California State University system over years-long financial mismanagement that took place at Cap Radio. That conversation was recorded on Thursday. After a short break, we'll continue this difficult but necessary conversation. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.